It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain.
Including Intuka, trying to smash it into one word.
And inform you in the afternoon.
Tuka puked on his pad.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hour number two, Felger and Maz here on a reentry Monday. So there's a new book on Aaron Hernandez from his lawyer, Jose Baez, who got him off of the double murder trial in Boston. So again, this double murder happened a year before the Olden Lloyd murder, the shooting of Alexander Bradley, and Hernandez, after he was convicted on the Lloyd thing, they doubled back and charged him with the double homicide in 2012. He was acquitted on that, and this is his lawyer who is now writing a book primarily about that trial, but also more just about Aaron Hernandez. I don't know if there's any bombshells in here, but just some things that sort of, I don't know, offer some insight that I just found interesting. A couple details. So we'll just give them to you. If you want to react to it, you can. If not, we'll get on with our lives. But here's just a few bullet points. This is from Ben Volen's recap of it in the Boston Globe today. Hernandez's troubles began with the Patriots, I would say, because he had big trouble in Florida too. But his troubles began in February 13, a week after Alexander Bradley was shot in West Palm Beach, Florida. Hernandez was at a photo shoot in Phoenix, and Bradley repeatedly sent him threatening text messages. Hernandez contacted Bill Belichick to set up a meeting in Foxborough, but Hernandez didn't show. They then agreed to meet at the Combine in Indianapolis. At this meeting, Hernandez told Belichick he feared for his safety and requested a trade, ideally to a team on the West Coast. Now, again, just the timing here. This is the offseason of 2013. This is after he had allegedly committed that double homicide. He was acquitted on that. But that was a year after that. This was before the Olden Lloyd murder, but after he shot his friend in the face in Florida, being Alexander Bradley. So he contacts Belichick, says he fears for his safety, requests a trade, ideally to a team on the West Coast. Baez wrote that Aaron told me the coach was incensed by the idea and reminded Aaron that the team had made a significant investment in him. Belichick told Hernandez to contact the Patriots director of security and to get a new residence. Baez remains upset at the Patriots for not taking Hernandez's trade request more seriously. Baez went on to say if he had been traded out west, who knows how this all would have played out, and maybe Hernandez never would have gotten in the trouble that he got in.
Right, and that line bugged me. I mean, that line bugged me, that Baez line. Like, well, if they had taken his request seriously and traded him, who knows what would have happened? Why, you don't think Alexander Bradley would have found him in San Diego? Or he wouldn't have, Aaron Hernandez is going to hide? What, being a different number on Sunday? I mean, the guy leads kind of a public life. Alexander Bradley was going to find him. And you know what? Like, I just have a hard time. So, is the attorney trying to blame the Patriots for the fact that Aaron Hernandez committed murder?
I wouldn't go that far, but again, he did make it clear that he's upset with the Patriots for not taking Hernandez's trade request seriously. He also blames them for cutting him after the Olden Lloyd charge because, you know, he said that you're innocent until proven guilty. Even though he was proven guilty subsequently, the team, you know, obviously cut him immediately after he was arrested. So Baez does have some problems with the Patriots, yes.
Yeah, and I just think that look, I'm not telling you I don't know all the inner workings of what happened there. I mean, I know it's been reported. But the idea that Aaron Hernandez was somehow going to escape all of this stuff from his past, it was a matter of time with this guy. It was a matter of time. And you know what? That's why the Patriots released him, because they knew it.
Okay, how about Bill Belichick's responsibility, culpability, too strong, but just his role in it. So Hernandez goes to him and tells him, I fear for my life. I've got this thing with this guy. I don't know if Hernandez tells him that he shot him in the face or not, but, you know, says that I've got this thing. And Belichick's response is, we just gave you a big signing bonus. Call Briggs or, you know, the director of security and find a new place. Could Bill have done more at that stage?
Yeah, but don't you think the way it's portrayed is kind of a one-sided account?
Oh my God, totally.
So, like, I would like to know a little bit more about what Belichick said.
I mean, what do you
Hey, Aaron, look, was he really incensed, or was it, Aaron? Look, we did just spend a lot of money on you. We believe in you. Okay, so here's what you need to do.
Do you have to call the police at that stage?
It's a good question. That part of it did not cross my mind.
I haven't read the book. I haven't read the past. It's just what was put in, you know, the little excerpts in Volan's story today on the Globe. But it just, in that exchange, it sounds like they were really worried about their signing bonus. Like, that's what they were worried about.
So I didn't make that jump, but it's a good point.
You know what I mean? I don't know. And again, I'm not sure exactly what Hernandez told them. And, you know, but the Patriots should have known about all of his stuff in Florida. I mean, there was a double shooting there in Gainesville in 07 that Hernandez has been linked to, and some other stuff that Hernandez has been linked to that, you know, if the Patriots didn't know, why didn't they? I mean, Bill's buddies, Urban Meyer, shouldn't they? That's the whole reason you have that connection, is to get the inside dope on it. And so either they knew, or that relationship is worthless if Urban Meyer's not going to tell you that he might have been involved in a shooting.
Oh, no, they knew. I mean, and remember, too, there was a story that Urban Meyer was raving about Jimmy Garoppolo before they drafted him, right? Isn't that how Garoppolo ended up here?
Is that true?
Yeah, that was in a Sports Illustrated story, I think. One of those stories that we read a couple of weeks ago. Urban Meyer called Jimmy Garoppolo maybe the best quarterback in the country or something like that.
Okay, so anyway, so that happens. Hernandez tells Belichick, I don't know exactly what, but some level of the stuff that was circling around in his life, and requests a trade out west because he fears for his safety. And apparently Aaron tells Baez that Belichick was incensed by that idea, reminding Aaron that the team had made a significant investment in him. Belichick told Hernandez to contact the Patriots' director of security and to get a new residence. Baez remains upset at the Patriots for not taking Hernandez's trade request seriously. Next item, Hernandez then did not speak with Belichick until May, when Hernandez asked when he should arrive for off-season rehab work. After the Odin Lloyd murder in June, Belichick and Hernandez had a 5-minute conversation in which Hernandez said he was absolutely not involved. And this is here's an interesting detail. After the Lloyd murder, Belichick met with police in his office with his attorney present and refused to be recorded, which the police obliged. That, quote, made it clear the cops were there as fans, not investigators, Baez wrote. Your thought on that?
I happen to agree with them. I agree with the attorney on that one. What, Bill Belichick has to decide whether or not he's recorded by the police? Bill Belichick. So listen, you want to tell me he's got power within the walls of Gillette Stadium? Fine. No problem. You want to tell me that he's got power on his own sideline during a game with referees? No problem. Once you step off the grounds, pal, you're a schmo like everybody else. And once the outside world creeps into your world, you are a schmo like everybody else. I'd be embarrassed by that detail if I were the police, not Belichick.
Absolutely.
Or maybe both.
Well, no. Bill, I mean, look, if Bill has nothing to hide or nothing to worry about, you just answer the questions, record it, whatever. So, I mean, the fact that he lawyered up and made that request, I guess you can put that on him. But then the other side of that coin is he's just protecting himself, everything that he wants to, everything he possibly can to protect himself and the organization. And so he'll go to every length to have whatever barrier or, you know, whatever he can put up there to protect him and the team. And that's his right. So, like, I go back and forth on that. It's on the police.
Oh, totally. I mean, the fact that they agreed to that is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. You should never agree to that.
Two more. Yeah, Baez wrote that Belichick liked Hernandez as a football player because Hernandez, quote, did things exactly the way he wanted. Just really
shocking.
You can shoot people in the face. You can go on murdering rampages, but just do what I say and you're fine. Hernandez told Baez that he was close with quarterback Tom Brady as well. Brady always wanted to know where I was at all times, Hernandez said via Baez. He would always tell me, stop hanging with those guys. Get your bleep together. One of the things I regret is not listening to him more, I would bet. And then here was just another little one.
But doesn't it also give you a reason to believe Brady knew exactly what was going on?
No.
Or you not exactly. You know what I mean?
I'm not willing to say that these guys knew exactly what. If these guys knew he was on a murdering rampage, they wouldn't. They would.
Exactly is the wrong word. I don't mean it that way.
They should have been more suspicious than they were. And, I mean, I don't know. I was always under the impression that Patriot security was all over these guys. So apparently they're not. Apparently they have the latitude to go on murderous rampages if they want. Which I didn't think would have been possible. I thought these guys would be up their keister, especially someone as shaky as Hernandez coming out of college. But no, if Brady and Belichick knew he was murdering people, I would like to think they would tell the proper authorities and not have him on their football team. I do believe that.
So what I'm saying is that I believe that Brady looked at this guy and said, oh boy, this guy's living on the edge.
Yes, they knew this guy was trouble. Okay, they obviously could not have known the depths. Who could? But to be like, you know, totally blindsided. I'll put it to you like this. If you went to the team and said one of your players was just arrested on murder charges, I bet if they were taking a poll, Hernandez probably would have been at the top of the list. Would have had to have been. Anyway, this one, this is a little thing about nothing. Before the 2011 season, Hernandez sold his number 85 jersey to Chad Ochocinco for $50,000, then floated the money, quote unquote, floated the money, Murray. What does that mean?
Lending.
Floated the money to a drug dealer and got back $120,000.
It's a good return.
I don't know why I couldn't help but think about another recent athlete here in town. I'm not going to name, but I just immediately thought of a certain situation, a certain athlete on one of the pro teams here in Boston, maybe floating money to people. And I don't know. I just, yes. Did you think about, no. Did anyone think about that? I don't know why I just sort of thought about how some other situations here in town. That's just what I thought. But some interesting stuff in there. You want to weigh in on that? You can. We can get to David Price as well with your phone calls right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Noon. It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It really is a difference maker.
Ooh.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Organization that's involved in a murder investigation is a terrible thing. This case involves an individual who happened to be a New England Patriot. We certainly do not condone unacceptable behavior, and this does not in any way represent the way that the New England Patriots want to do things. As the coach of the team, you know, I'm primarily responsible for the people that we bring into the football operation. Our players are generally highly motivated and gifted athletes. They come from very different backgrounds. They've met many challenges along the way and have done things to get here. Sometimes they've made bad or immature decisions, but we try to look at every single situation on a case-by-case basis and try to do what's best for the football team and what's best for the franchise. Most of those decisions have worked out, but some don't.
It's one of the few days Bill Belichick actually decided to be a human being at the podium. It was July of 2013 after the release of Aaron Hernandez following the murder of Odin Lloyd. Murray, what did you say off the air?
Like, who even is that guy? I hadn't heard that in years, and it sounds like a completely different human being.
Right?
from the grunting and snorting and nothing that you usually get out of him.
He sounded normal.
sounded normal. Just decided to be an actual human being. And, you know, he had to on that one. I mean, and it still stuns me, the number of Patriots toadies. Like, he doesn't know anyone, anything. Really. No, his player just went on a murdering spree. At that point, it was only one. So, wait, I guess I should take that back. His player just murdered somebody. So, I don't know. I think someone somewhere should say something. Just contrition. You don't have to show responsibility. But just whatever he did is all they had to do. And the number of Patriots fans, he didn't owe you anything. He didn't have to say anything. No, on that one, you probably did. And it shows he is actually capable of it.
He's definitely capable of it. There's no two ways, which is why it makes it all the more frustrating on times where he doesn't have to be as dinkish as he is.
Jeff in the car. What do you got, Jeff?
Hey, guys. So can we just all agree that regardless of the fourth down controversy, Spygate, the Malcolm Butler decision, that Bill Belichick is smart enough to ask when a player comes up to him and says he's fearing for his life, why? Why are you fearing for your life, Aaron Hernandez? And this guy is obviously not telling the truth at that particular time. And with Bill Belichick's experience, and I just want to talk about a quick story that I heard from Wes Welker in his interaction with Aaron Hernandez. You know, he was in the Aaron Hernandez was in the film room one time, and he was trying to set up the device. Wes Welker came in, said, "Set it up yourself, rookie," and he had an absolute conniption fit. So just to use that as an example of how edgy and probably reactive Aaron Hernandez is in the first place, do you think someone like Bill Belichick is going to listen to Aaron Hernandez's plea and A, either trade him away, or B, call the police because Aaron Hernandez was concerned that people that he hung around with...
Well, I don't get your point. I mean, should Bill have?
Here's the thing. I think with Aaron Hernandez's background, I don't think Bill Belichick is going to call the police if Aaron Hernandez is not giving a truthful answer as to why he's not fearing for his life.
Okay. I don't totally get your point, but I think that is the crux of it. I mean, why would Bill need to lawyer up and, you know, request that it not be recorded? I don't really follow the story. So, I mean, so maybe people can help fill in the details, but isn't Odin Lloyd suing the team? Isn't there some sort of wrongful death suit somewhere?
Sounds right. I don't know.
I mean, to me, the crux of it, any exposure would be that meeting at the combine. You know, what did Hernandez tell Bill? And what did Bill then tell Hernandez? Right? If Hernandez really told him what was going on and some real details there on what, you know, the Alexander Bradley stuff and the stuff with the old, or, you know, whatever was really circling around him. And Bill's answer was, well, we gave you a big signing bonus and go find another place. Does that make the Patriots in any way responsible? Like, I don't know, but I have no clue the law on that or what was said there. But I would suppose that meeting is probably a real tension point there. That that's one I would pay attention to.
No, I think you're on the right track. I mean, I just find it hard to believe that Hernandez disclosed all the details. That's the part I can't get around. Like, even if he went and saw Bill and spoke in generalities, that I believe, I think that's what happened.
Well, so Baez said that he went to him, said, "I fear for my life. I need to trade out West because I'm in danger." So if that's all Bill, if that's all he told Bill, what's Bill's responsibility there?
If that's all he told Bill, Bill said, "Well, look, Aaron, we need you here, pal. So we'll take care of it. Reach out to the security guy and get another." Like, he may also look at how many guys have come to Bill and said that over the years in that league. I mean, probably a lot.
Really? I fear for my life.
Well, I don't know. How about LT? LT was about as messed up as it gets. You're telling me there wasn't someone that wanted to wring LT's neck somewhere along the line?
Different than I fear for my life from Doug.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of guys in there from bad backgrounds, right? And I say, underprivileged, a lot of things.
Well, let me just tell you this. Aaron Hernandez was mixed up with some bad, bad, bad dudes. Bad, bad, bad. And apparently Hanley Ramirez was too. And someone got his ass shipped out immediately, and someone didn't. Was told that we have a big investment in you. You're not going anywhere. So I don't know. Like, I'm not telling you the situations are exactly the same. I'm just telling you, I bet that meeting comes up again. If there's still lawsuits circling out there, if there's still things to be hammered out, I bet that meeting comes up again.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe Bill thought he was exaggerating. You know, like, I don't know. I'm not. Listen, if he knew details, he was obliged to tell the police about it. But I don't think he knew details.
Okay, we still got the Chris Sale and Red Sox stuff on the table. Kate in Saugus on that. Go ahead, Kate.
Hey, guys, just a quick question for you. I'm wondering if you think the Red Sox are limiting exposure of Sale with playoff teams, first the Yankees and now the Indians, but not the Orioles. Thanks. I'll hang up and listen to your response.
That's a fair question. So the last time they shut Sale down, the Yankees series was coming up. And now the next time they're shutting him down, the Indians are coming up, and both teams you could face in the postseason. Could they be hiding him?
See, I still say no. I still say no because, A, the Yankee series meant something at that time going into it. It wasn't over yet. And this time, wouldn't he have missed the series with Cleveland? He would have gone yesterday, right? So he would have missed the four games.
So he was scheduled to go yesterday?
I think it was Velasquez yesterday?
Yeah.
So that was his game. So he would have missed this series, and you can always reconfigure it to have him miss the series if that's what you want. You don't have to come up with some phantom injury. I'm sorry. I know people don't want to believe this because the Red Sox have a lot at stake. Okay, they're having a hell of a year. something's wrong with the guy. It might not be bad.
Oh, my God. But the level of denial, small D, among Red Sox, I'm stunned. We've taken, I don't know, half dozen calls here, more, on Sale, and everyone's saying the same thing.
Oh, yeah. No. No one wants to believe it.
When the news broke late Saturday, I mean, Jones was on. That's most of the calls that he took. This is fake. No,
he's fine.
Yeah.
They're arresting him.
Nothing to worry about.
Overly cautious. Again, here, Rick and Merrimack, are you worried about Chris Sale?
A little bit. I haven't called in a while. I've been out of the country missing USA Sports. Sick of watching badminton, ping pong, and billiards. Okay? But anyways, I am a little worried about Chris Sale.
Well, hold on. Your comment line says, in the long run, sitting Sale will help the Red Sox.
Yes. And I think that even though I'm a little bit worried, I think if they shut him down for 3 weeks, yeah, they got a 10-game lead. He's going to be stronger for the playoffs. And that's what we need. You know what?
Okay, so look,
100 specialized Chinese massages or something.
Yeah, there's someone we could introduce him to on Foxborough for sure. I'm not worried about the 10-game lead. Like, you've got the division. You're fine. You don't need Chris Sale to win the division. You're going to win the division moonwalking backwards with Chris Sale or without Chris Sale. That's not. The thing is, can he go three rounds in the playoffs, pitching twice in the DS, maybe three times in the CS, and then three times in the World Series? That's what you need from your ace sometimes.
No.
And so if Chris Sale can't give you that, can you expect to win those series? And if he's only at 80%, can you expect to win those series when September, October is his worst month to begin with? So that's not, like, that's the issue. Will he be better resting? I mean, I hope so, but if he's hurt, he's hurt. That's sort of that's the crux. Is he hurt?
Yeah, see, to me, that's the one that people are glossing over. They think this is all sort of contrived. He's fine. They're giving him rest. If he had to, he could pitch. If he keeps pitching, will this get worse? And will it get to the point where he doesn't have the same stuff and he can't go out there? Is that what's going to happen? Because if he has inflammation in his shoulder, pitching's not going to help it. That's why they're shutting him down, because they don't want him to make it worse. So, like, you know, to me, this is real. The second time, I don't know how you ignore that. The first time, fine, no problem. Like, you know, it's barking a little bit. The Yankees would have to sweep us. We feel what we're at home. We feel at worst we're going to get a split. We'll take our chances on that one, and we still have time. But the second time, you're putting him back on? Something's wrong with him.
Pete in Delaware on Aaron Hernandez. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, as far as Belichick goes with this, you know, back in the day, I was in law enforcement in Enfield, Connecticut. It was known when he was drafted about drugs and incidents in Florida. It was also known to him and the Pounces were being investigated for drug trafficking. So, Bill had to come out. He drafted this guy from his buddy Urban Meyer, who, by the way, if you look at those teams, guys, 41 of Urban Meyer's guys were arrested. I mean, Bill had no choice but to come out and be the way he was that day, so I don't give him too much credit for it.
Okay, well, bar's low on Bill when it comes to the podium, right? So, like, anything that makes him sound or, you know, feel halfway like a human being, I'll take. The question is, you know, just... Not that they knew he was murdering people. Like, I believe me, if they knew he was murdering people, they would have taken appropriate action. But should they have been more cautious and suspicious with the guy? Did they fully know his past? They should have. And if they fully knew his past and his link to that double shooting in Gainesville in 07 and where he came from and the people he was associating with, if they knew that, and they should have, and he comes to Bill and says, I fear for my life, you have to trade me. What happens next? What's the appropriate response there all the way around? And so that, again, I'm just...
It's a good question.
That meeting at the Combine is one that, I don't know if that story's over yet. Like, that's where I would be curious about this thing going. If it's still going anywhere, is that.
I mean, even knowing his past to sign him to the contract they did. You look back at that and go, man, if they knew some of that stuff and they gave him that contract.
Well, he was nice to Robert. Kissed him on the cheek, donated to the charitable funds, played the game perfectly, man. Kissed the rings, baby. He snookered them. I'll tell you that much. We can continue with that. All the stuff on Price, all the stuff on the Patriots. We have to get to David Price. Mr. Happy was at it again over the weekend. We'll do it right after Murray's update.
Sports Hub Headlines.
The Red Sox and Cleveland Indians begin a four-game series and potential playoff preview tonight at Fenway Park. The Indians will send Corey Kluber to the mound against Rick Porcello in the opener, which is the first of seven games between these two teams the rest of the regular season. Some lineup notes. Red Sox will go with Ian Kinsler at second base, Brock Holt at third. Eduardo Nunez is going to be on the bench, while Mookie Betts and Andrew Benintendi, once again, will be batting leadoff and second, respectively. First pitch is at 7:10. In their first full padded practice this week, Patriots rookie tight end Ryan Izzo absent today. This marks the first practice that he's missed this offseason. Along with Izzo, the Patriots still missing Sony Michel, Marcus Cannon, Harvey Lange, and running back Rex Burkett. He was limited today. Patriots played their third preseason game this Friday night on the road against the Carolina Panthers. Elsewhere today in the National Football League, the Washington Redskins have signed running back Adrian Peterson, last with the Arizona Cardinals. It's a one-year deal. Manish Mehta of the New York Daily News reports at least two teams have shown interest in trading for Jets quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. And Alabama, fresh off their fifth national championship since 2009 under Nick Saban and second title of the college football playoff era, they're once again the preseason number one heading into the year. Earlier today, the first AP Top 25 poll released. And for the third straight year, that poll leads with Alabama. Roll damn tide. Headlines are powered by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 103, powering the all-new 98.5 Sports Hub broadcast studios. Visit the 103advantage.com. I'm Jim Murray from Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 Sports Hub. Next update, 30 minutes.
He is in the playoffs. But I hate this whole let's root against Price movement we had. That doesn't help the team or the odds of him opting out and getting the F out of here. Why are you rooting against a player on the team that you want to see succeed?
Oh, well, look, I know, look, fans can compartmentalize and they just can root for the laundry. With this guy, I can't. I don't care. I don't care if they're down 0-1 in the postseason and they desperately will need him to win a start so they can even that first round series. I'll root against him. I'll root against him forever. My tipping point with him was the allergies, the laundry, the grass, all of that stuff. Like, oh, enough with this guy in his diva act. I cannot stand him. Now, granted, he's been good for my career. What with the stupid impersonation that really doesn't sound all that much like him. And I hope he does stick around just for that selfishly. But other than that, oh, screw. The fan of me of this team, ugh, please. I hope it's an L every time he goes out there. I've said it before. I hope they win 9-8 games. He gets his face ripped off. The offense has been the way it's been all season. They come back into the game and they win 9-8 or 10-9 or something like that. But nothing but L's for David Price. I can't stand him.
See, I have a hard time rooting for him, but I don't root against him. I mean, do you root against him?
Maybe in the regular season. I don't know.
See, like,
he's a hard guy to root for. I don't like the way he treats people.
I still think the best story, I don't like the way he treats people either. The best story, though, if he came out in October and shoved it down everyone's throats.
Oh, great story.
Oh, boy, that'd be a good story. I'd love to see that. Like, I would love to see it. Because I think he's capable of it. I think the only one who thinks he's not capable of it is him. That's what should drive you bananas. If he could ever come out and pitch like a $31 million guy in October, you're telling me you wouldn't look at that and say, that's a pretty good story. I mean, I know I would.
Absolutely.
Sing my redemption song, man.
We continue with this, and guess who's calling out Maz? Guess who's calling out Felger and Maz, but really, Maz, guess.
You.
We'll get to that story right after this.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Janta.
Magenta? Janta?
Janta.
Janta?
Sometimes you have to wonder if there's a gas leak in the building.
Woohoo! Whoop-de-doo!
Felger and Maz. Sports Hub.
Here's the 3-2. Sock to center field. That's deep. Kiermaier back. All the way back. And that ball is gone into the bullpen. Number 38 for JD.
Number 38 for J.D. Martinez, Maz.
Having a hell of a year, isn't he?
So he hits 38. That leads the league, right?
It does.
When was that? Saturday night?
Yep.
MLB.com.
Mm-hmm.
Their Twitter feed, the official Major League Baseball Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm.
Murray, I don't mean to bark orders at you. I'm sorry, but would you please do me a favor?
Yeah.
Would you call it up and just tell me how many followers it has?
They have 8.17 million followers. It's the official Twitter account of Major League Baseball. That's a lot of followers.
Yep.
Over 8 million followers. The official Twitter feed of Major League Baseball. So he hits 38. It leads the league. And I think out of nowhere, they tweet out,
I just hate that JD signing, Mike.
Wish we had Rochi here to recreate this.
In fact, Ms. Stu, why don't you just you want pull some Roach for us? Because he has the best Maz impersonation there is.
When this posted, though, I had to look at it like five times. I was like, did this really happen? This is the MLB account.
So he tweets out, they tweet out, I just hate that JD signing, Mike, going right at Maz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how'd you feel about that? and oh, by the way, they have 8 million followers. Of their 8 million followers, how many do you think understood what the hell that meant?
Right, that's a regional reference only, I would think.
I would say maybe 10,000 people knew what the hell it was. Like, that was about it. So initially when I saw it, I went, no. I thought, this is a parody account. This is like somebody being a wise ass.
Mike?
This is purely someone being a wise ass trying to jab us. It's another
Mike.
another one of these, you know, dinkus a-hole losers sitting in his basement who created some sort of parody account and wants to just stick it to me because I'm not hearing enough about this all year. And then I looked at it closely and I went, oh. No, this is the real thing. This is the real account. And so I chuckled. I thought it was pretty funny. I mean, the more you look at it, the more I laughed. I said, okay, so then I wondered, is it someone we know? Like, or someone I know? Like, whoever. And I still haven't gotten to the bottom of that part of it, but
well,
look.
Jimmy Stewart thinks it's your friend Berger?
Yeah, my former co-producer with the Mike Hawley show, Berger, Michael Berger, who works for MLB Digital.
And so have you confirmed this with Berger?
He can't take credit for it.
Okay.
But it is the person who is listed as using the Twitter social media is from Massachusetts and listens to the show, according to Berger.
So you go. So MLB.com has a Twitter guy who's from Massachusetts, is what you're telling
yes,
me?
Yes, that is correct. I wanted to give Berger the credit, but I couldn't.
Okay, so Jimmy, what I'd like you to do is find out this guy's name, find out where he lives, and let me know.
I'm scared of everybody in the NFC, Mike, except Detroit, Mike.
I just hate that JD signing, Mike.
How are they going to beat Seattle, Mike?
So I tried to do the math on this.
How are they going to beat them, Mike?
It's you know, 4 hours a day, five during the summer. So that's 20 to 25 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Mine is vacay, Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot of hours where we say stuff. Sooner or later, I was going to be wrong.
Well, so all these MLB digital people, they work from their house.
Oh.
So what does that mean?
So they can be doing work for MLB Digital on their computer, and they can be watching us on either television or listening on the radio.
Well, anyway, thanks for your listening.
Felger and Maz, you suck. This sucks. Everything sucks. Patriots, no chance of winning another Super Bowl. How the heck are they going to do that? Their defense is still susceptible. They haven't faced a good quarterback. Nothing.
So thank you for your listenership and your viewership.
Mike.
But how do you feel about these teams or these leagues sort of firing back? You know, the Bruins did it to me. On my, you know, I declared them dead 2 weeks into the year after they lost in Vegas. They turned that around into a commercial, and they really showed me, I'll tell you that, because they made it all the way to the second round where they lost in five games. So, you know, good job, Bruins. You really shut all your doubters up by making it to the second round where you lost in five games.
Yeah, but they ultimately won because you have no opinions anymore.
That's a good point. It is true.
So now we've lost Maz from opinions. Great. Tremendous.
You've been neutered. Murray, it's your show now, pal.
My ween has shrunk even more after that commercial. It's true, and I'm gun-shy. But anyway, so now,
Mike.
So now they fire back.
It doesn't bother me. I don't know if it bothers you.
No, it doesn't. Of course.
I don't mind it. I mean, look, in this world now, this is what we do. So if they want,
I mean, they could have linked to you at least. They could have put your Twitter handle up there or something.
I would have appreciated that actually.
All positive.
But if they want to, you know, poke back and, you know, sort of stick you a little bit, well, that's okay. I don't mind.
How are they going to beat them, Mike?
So I'm just glad they weren't listening to me. That they blamed you because I was as bad on JD Martinez as anyone. I thought JD Martinez would come here and be David Price. Another guy, he was released 4 years ago, outright
Mike?
DFA'd. And then out of nowhere, he's like on pace for 60 homers, and he does it with, you know, in Arizona where they have the dry little ball. They have to be in the humidor because they got dry little balls like in Colorado. He's hitting Titleist ones out there. And it's like, I thought the guy was a total fraud as a player, right? Like, would come here and totally suck. And so.
There's no reason why they should have signed Martinez. They didn't need him, Mike. How many teams came after him? None. Arizona, a little bit, but Mike, nobody likes him. The guy's 30 years old, Mike.
Are these actual drops or is Roachy back there with
you? Where is he?
Past his prime already, Mike.
Did he record these for you? What is this?
They shouldn't have signed him, Mike.
Unbelievable.
This is going to be another disaster. Every free agent they sign, Mike, is a disaster.
But I felt the exact same way. So I was totally wrong. Totally wrong. And I was even holding out hope here after the All-Star break that he'd go back, you know. I mean, holding out just the possibility that he would revert. He hasn't. Although, and I said this to you on TV last night, Maz, you know, that we wanted Stanton. Don't look now, but someone's gaining on J.D. Martinez. Giancarlo Stanton has 32 home runs. That's six behind J.D. Martinez.
He's been crushing it lately.
For the league lead, his OPS.
Believe me, I've been aware.
Stanton's OPS is just under 900 now, 896. Martinez and Jose Ramirez in Cleveland are just over 1,000. So Stanton is, he's not an MVP, but, you know, he gets up this pace. He might get some votes. I mean, I don't know.
There's no reason why they should have signed Martinez. They didn't need him, Mike.
He's a top 10 guy. Stanton's a top 10, top 5 offensive guy in the league at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. No. And since the All-Star break, his OPS is over 1,000. So, I mean, he's been ripping it up. He's been absolutely on fire lately. And look, I told you, short term, you want to tell me that in 2018, J.D. Martinez means more to the Red Sox than Giancarlo Stanton does to the Yankees? Fine. I think he does.
Oh, you know, he does.
So,
he's having a better year.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is even I acknowledge that. Like, yes, I believe that. J.D. Martinez has been better this year than Giancarlo Stanton has. No question about it.
Red Sox are ruined.
But 4 years from now, if Stanton's still pulling this trick in New York, then I don't think that makes it a bad move. Do you?
Not at all. Stanton's given the Yankees everything they could have hoped to expect. He's going to hit 40 home runs and have over 100 RBIs, and he's... His OPS is starting to sniff into the 900,000 range. So what more would you want?
But what?
When Alex Cora compared J.D. Martinez to Manny Ramirez, Manny Ramirez in the spring, I almost fell off my chair. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I wanted to swallow my tongue when I heard that, for crying out loud. And I hate to say it, he's had that kind of impact. I mean, he's been that good. You were just saying... Do you realize it? Since the All-Star break of last year, he's hit 67 home runs.
Unbelievable.
I don't know who you should throw, Mike.
67 home runs. That's ridiculous. I did not see that coming. I didn't. I was wrong on J.D. Martinez. And if I find out who's running that Twitter account, I'm going to bury his ass the next time I see
him. Past his prime already, Mike.
Okay. This and everything else. Your calls. One open line at 617-779-0985. Grab it. We'll talk to you right after Murray's update. No commercials here.
They shouldn't have signed him, Mike.